The X Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and we are coming to you live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. If you'd like to give us a call tonight, our toll-free numbers are 1-877-528-8255. Now, that is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii at 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our website's www.xzoneradio.com. That's our main website. www.xzonetv.com. That's where you can watch and listen to our show live Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern. And our new store address, www.xzonestore.com. On tonight, I have Marta Williams. She's going to be joining me in a few moments to talk about animal communication, and she is one of the world's leading animal communicators. In hour number two, Dalton Walker will be joining me, and he has a very strange, unusual rock. And Dalton has a rock in his possession that is confirmed not a meteorite. It did not fall out of the sky. It is confirmed not from this Earth through preliminary laboratory testings. And we're going to get into this very strange and uncanny story in hour number two. Hour number three, Ellen from Premier Psychics will be joining us to do psychic readings for one and all who give us a call at 1-877-528-8255. And Cal Korf will be with me in hour number four with another edition of Korf's Corner. Once again, to contact us here at the X Zone, 1-877-528-8255. Now that is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, xzone@talkstarradio. talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our websites, xzoneradio.com, xzonetv.com, and xzonestore.com. As I said, my first guest tonight is Marta Williams, and communicating intuitively with animals means mentally sending and receiving thoughts, images, and emotions. In this kind of communication, you do not need to read body language or make guesses based on behavior. Most animal communicators work from a distance using just a description and do not even see a picture of the animal. Animals are masters at intuitive communication. They talk to each other intuitively and are able to intuitively sense people and the environment very well. Now take heed if otherwise pleasant dog suddenly displays an intense dislike for a stranger. In humans, on the other hand, intuitive ability has been suppressed and repressed by our modern cultures. We still use it, though, for example, to scope out a strange person or a new situation. But our intuition is usually unconscious and uncontrolled. Intuition is not a gift possessed by a very few special people. Everyone is intuitive and can learn to communicate intuitively. Now, if you love animals, then on some level you are already doing it. With study and practice, you can learn to do it very well. The idea of intuitive communication with animals and nature's challenges, long-held beliefs, like the emotional or spiritual capacity humans do. In her work, our special guest, Marta Williams, has come to see these beliefs as untrue and now identify them as some of the root causes for ecological imbalances and crises that we are now facing. When I come back from this two-minute commercial break, Marta Williams is my first guest tonight here on The X-Zone. The X-Zone is a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And we come to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern on the Talkstar Radio Network through our fine broadcast affiliates across Canada, the United States, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, 20 Asian countries, and now across Europe. When we come back in 2 minutes, X-Zone Nation, Marta Williams will be joining me here tonight on the Talkstar Radio Network. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask her about being an animal communicator, give us a call at 1-877-528-8255. I'll return on the other side of this two-minute break with my first guest of the evening, Marta Williams, as the X-Zone continues right here on the Talkstar Radio Network from our studios in beautiful Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away. We'll be back in two. Is our very special guest. And Marta, how are you? Long time no talk.
Hi.
Great.
Thanks
having
for
you.
Inviting me on the program.
Great having you back with us, Marta. Now, for our listeners who may just have been tuning in as we were doing the setup for tonight's show, I was wondering if you could tell us what is intuitive communication with animals and nature? How do you do this?
It's something that people often call telepathic communication. That's another term for it, ESP. I use the word intuitive because I think it's broader and defines it better. And it, as described, as you described it, it is sending and receiving information mentally using thoughts, pictures, and emotions.
How did you get involved with being an animal communicator? When did you know that you had the ability to communicate with the animals?
Well, I do say that everyone can do this, and I don't believe that I'm any more gifted than the next person. I've just put a lot of time into it and kind of got obsessed with it, I guess I would say, fascinated, really. And I was a scientist, practicing scientist before I got into this field, and I actually consider this still to be science of a sort, but sort of a new frontier of science. So I was working as an environmental scientist, and feeling like that wasn't really addressing well enough what was going on, what was wrong with the world. And through various investigations, I came to believe that what's really important right now on the planet is for consciousness to change in a major way, and that once we have enough consciousness change in human beings, we'll probably see a shift in what's happening on the planet. And I do believe that process is happening right now. And I wanted to just contribute to it, and so I was basically saying, hey, universe, what's the best way for me to do this? And this kind of dropped in my lap as the best way for me to do this because of my focus on animals and nature. Mm-hmm. So when I found out about it, I realized that it was a way to connect people back to the natural world.
As a scientist, how do you explain this ability?
Well, I'm a biologist. I'm not a physicist, and you really have to go to physics to get the explanation. I talk about it in my new book, Ask Your Animal, and Lynn McTaggart, I think, is one of the better authors on this subject, and I summarize what she says in my book, and she's really talking about all the different quantum physicist experiments. So the quantum physicists are the ones who come up with a rationale for how this works and through their experiments. And the gen experiments where they can show that you split a photon and the two parts of the photon traveling separately, one part will react to a stimulus that you do on the other part. So they're, even though they're independent, what you do to one photon still affects, or one particle still affects the particle that split off. So they call that non-local reality, where there's this distance interrelationship between things. And then they go on, they've gone on to do other experiments to show that the Earth is really, or our universe is really like entangled energy, that we are all connected by energy, and that everything is really a matter of your intention. So that thought can affect matter, and if you have the intention of being able to communicate with someone who's in Russia, you can do that. That the Earth is much like a hologram. That's what they're proposing, and that the energy connections between all of us mean that we are all connected like a universal energy, universal knowledge connection, that we can all tap into each other, we can all communicate intuitively just through our intention.
When did you discover that you had the ability, or that your ability was present to communicate with animals, and what was the first animal you communicated with?
You know, I don't remember the very first animal I communicated with, but I certainly was working mainly with dogs and cats. And what I did as a scientist was I said, okay, I really need to prove this to myself, because I could sort of believe that other people could do it, but I couldn't really believe that I could do it.
Right.
So I did experiments, and that's what I encourage people to do when I teach them. I go out and do your own experiments, and here's some experiments we can do in class. And so the experiments are, you talk to an animal and say, okay, tell me what you love to do. Tell me who your best friends are. Tell me what your house looks like. And tell me if you like to go in the car. Tell me where your favorite places are to walk. You get all this data from talking to them, and you go back to their person and go, okay, is any of this right? Is any of this real?
Mm-hmm.
And when you can do that and start ticking things off and get 80 to 90% accurate, you've gone way beyond chance. And if you can consistently do that, then it becomes rather convincing.
How can other people, like you said, everybody has the ability, how can people mm-hmm. listening tonight start tuning in, I guess that's a good word to use, tuning into their ability to communicate with animals?
Yeah, it is like tuning in. It's almost like tuning in a radio station. That's one way to kind of, you know, conceptualize mm-hmm. it. I actually, the metaphor that I like to use is to imagine that when you're tuning into an animal, that imagine you're like a radar scanner.
Yes.
And you're just checking to see any impressions that are coming to you, because as we discussed, you could get a feeling, an emotional or physical feeling. You could get words and ideas that just pop into your head. You could just know something. You can get images.
Right.
Even like movies that just pop into your head. So you're looking for anything like that. And you can even get memories. Like you might think about going to the beach with your dog, and then you find out that the dog you're talking to goes to the beach every day with his person. And so that's why that memory popped into your head, you see. So this is the language of intuitive communication. So that process, to start that process for your listeners, the best way that I would recommend is to have them go to their own animals and practice sending a thought, like maybe a compliment, and maybe also send the animal a picture of something that they're going to do that day. And then ask the animal, do you have anything you want to send me? And then go into that, you know, close your eyes and just pay attention to any impressions that come in and see if they receive anything from their animals. What the thing that's difficult for people is to just accept what you receive, because we've all been trained to be analytical and super critical mentally. And so the biggest hurdle to overcome in being able to do this and getting out of your modern mindset and getting back to an indigenous mindset, is really what I call it, is to just pay attention to anything that's coming in on that radar scope, mm-hmm. and then accept it. Accept it as being from your animal. And if people can follow those instructions, they actually will start getting into intuitive conversations with their animal.
When the animal starts communicating, when you start tuning into your animal, is the communication understandable, or does the animal communicate intuitively in a way that we have problems understanding?
It can be a little tricky because we're used to linear talk, which is all words.
Mm-hmm.
When you receive intuitively, like I said, it could come in the form of a memory. You could start thinking about going to the Grand Canyon, and you're like, why am I thinking about that? But then when you go talk to the animal's person, you find out maybe they just went to the Grand Canyon, you know. So you never know when you do this what impression that you're getting is really valid. So the best approach is to just take every sensory, I call it sort of phantom sensory impression you get, and accept it as being a potentially valid intuitive communication. So that means, again, it's like your phantom senses. You might feel something emotionally. You might feel something physically. You might get an image. You might see something in your mind's eye. You might hear something in your mind, you know, is sort of going to sound like you talking to yourself. Anything like that comes in, you uh-huh. just accept it as being potential data that can be validated.
All right, but how do we know when it's an actual animal communication and not our imagination?
Yeah, good question. the way that you know is to practice with animals you don't know, because then you have a blank slate. You have a blank, you know, chalkboard.
Like
so you're asking them questions that you can verify, and then you get that data, collect all your data, and then you go check with the person. That's how you truly know. With your own animals, it's much harder to know, although you may find them acting in a certain way that corroborates the information you got. You may see them change their attitude, their behavior, their approach to you, which would corroborate the the communication. But it's a little trickier to verify and validate what you get from your own animals. So I say, in the beginning, just accept it. Accept. Do the experiment for 2 weeks and see what you get.
1-877-528-8255 is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. I'd like to say hi to Cody in Ottawa, who's listening to us. Cody sent me an MSN message, and Cody, it was nice chatting with you online. Our special guest this hour is Marta Williams, and Marta is an animal communicator. If you'd like to get more information about animal communication, or maybe you'd like to contact Marta to find out how you could tune up your animal communication skills, her website is www.martawilliams.com. That's www.martawilliams.com. Marta, do fish communicate with us as well?
Yeah, there's really no reason why you can't communicate with any living thing, and I do talk about that in all my books. People's experiences communicating with the natural world as well.
Who's the? We're around dogs and cats a lot. So I guess my question to you, when we come back from the other side of this news break, is how do we communicate with animals that we're not around a lot? For example, if we go to the zoo, can we communicate with animals? If we go to a bird sanctuary, can we communicate with those birds? And how about insects? Can we communicate with insects? Marta Williams, my special guest. Marta and I will be back on the other side of this news break here on the Talkstar Radio Network. 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free. My email is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our websites, xzoneradio.com and xzonetv.com. Marta Williams, animal communicator, www.martawilliams.com. We'll be back with me on the other side of this news break as we return right here on the Talkstar Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Get ready for a toll-free number to Associated Tax Relief. Associated Tax Relief has helped others settle their tax debt with the IRS for mere pennies on the dollar. Associated Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are experts at negotiating with the IRS to settle your debt and put an end to the letters, wage garnishment, and hassles. In fact, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your tax debt for less than what you owe. You owe it to yourself to find out how you could save literally thousands of dollars on your tax debt by calling for a free consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation for this free tax consultation. Get the facts on how Associated Tax Relief can help you settle your debt with the IRS. Call now, 800-655-3298. Don't wait another minute. Call for your free consultation at 800-655-3298. That's 800-655-3298. 800-655-3298.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month, but for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hello there, Timothy Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to the X-Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on the X-Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, Prophecy Scholar, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and bother your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and we are coming to you live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network, X-Zone TV, and on shortwave. My special guest this hour is Marta Williams, and we are talking about being an animal communicator. If you'd like to visit Marta's website, it is www.martawilliams.com. Marta, how do you help people who call for a consultation, and can you describe some recent cases that you've worked on?
Yeah, people call for all kinds of reasons. They call because their animals are fighting with each other. They call because they have animals that are exhibiting bad behavior, like barking excessively, or cats that are urinating inappropriately in the house. People call me because for horses that are not doing well in training. So I get calls about anything like that, and then I also do get calls about lost animals. So I have a recent case where two cats were really not getting along well, and I talked to both of them and sort of found out each cat's point of view, talked to them about the other, explained the situation from the person's point of view to them, sort of like a counselor would do with a family, you know, argument. Mm-hmm. And then made a lot of recommendations to the human in this triangle about what she could say to her cats, how she could treat each one differently so that they would maybe feel less put out by the other one, how she could intervene when they started to go after each other, and a lot of different aids and things she could try to get them to be nicer to each other. And not that it always works, but in many cases, this kind of process works very well. And in this case, it did. And they just started getting along really well and stopped all the bickering.
How do people react when you're able to communicate with their animal and bang, the problems that they were having before are just gone?
Well, of course, they're thrilled. And what I'm really working to do, and that's why I've written so many books and why I train people, is to get people so they can do this on their own without really having to get a communicator involved, because often people can make these changes on their own, and I've told lots and lots of people through my books and et cetera how to do it, and then I get the emails about, oh, this worked, and it was great, and I was able to do this. So that's really what my books are about.
How long does it take you to teach someone how to become an animal communicator?
Well, I can teach someone how to do this in a half an hour.
Wow.
Then they have to go out and practice. So that's the tricky part, you know? It's kind of like, here's how you do rollerblading, mm-hmm. but you're going to have to go out and practice it.
Practice, you know? Practice, practice. Practice makes perfect.
Absolutely. That's all it is. You have to get over yourself a bit. You have to get over the modern human tendency to reject incoming intuitive data, because that's really the hardest thing. It's so hard. It's so simple. It's hard. You just have to say, whatever impressions I'm aware of, I'm going to accept them and record them as possible accurate data. And that's where modern humans get hung up, because we want to go, oh, no, that doesn't make sense. That's weird. I'm not going to write that down. That's, mm-hmm. That would be embarrassing. That's, you know, crazy. That's not logical. And we just start sifting the data before we actually have a chance to check it out.
Interesting. How accurate are you?
Well, I typically am around 80 to 90% accurate on a case. Not that I can't bomb. Everybody can bomb.
Sure, everybody can
bomb.
Even
the big guys. And my students, when I teach this class, are typically 80 to 90% accurate out of the gate.
That's not too shabby.
It's very amazing for them. It doesn't amaze me anymore because I've done it so much and I've had this happen with so many people. But they're just like, I can't believe everybody in this class got it right, got 80 to 90% accurate. I can't believe it.
All right, so you do I understand you do some of the consultations over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you've got the right animal?
By, again, getting feedback from the person to say, yeah, that sounds like my animal. So I might initially ask the animal, what do you like, what don't you like, mm-hmm. what's your personality like, tell me some things about, you know, your life that I can verify, and then I would ask the person, does this sound like your animal? And then as we go along, I keep on asking for verification.
So where does the animal have to be? At the other end of the phone?
It doesn't have to be anywhere. It doesn't actually, this process bears little resemblance to linear talking. You don't have to have the animals at your feet, you know, staring up at you adoringly. They can be off doing whatever they want to do or even sleeping.
So you're right into the quantum physics aspect of telecommunications.
That's right. That's right. You got it.
Wow.
And you can do this with people as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the remote viewers, the military remote viewer guys,
yeah.
they did this with people, and the Russians did all kinds of weird experiments with people doing this. You know, one person in Leningrad, one person in, I don't know, wherever, and sending messages, and actually they did kind of weird things where somebody was, like, imagining strangling someone, and the guy that he was sending this to really started to strangle.
Can we communicate with birds, like I was saying a bit when we were going into the break? If we
yes.
go into a zoo, can we communicate mm-hmm. with the animals there? The birds in a wildlife sanctuary? How about insects? Can we even communicate with insects?
Yeah, you can. I think you can communicate with anything, and I believe that indigenous people did just that. So my take on all this is what is the norm for human beings.
Mm-hmm.
over millennia, and then what's happened is that the modern mindset has kind of wiped it out of our experience. Although I believe children are born doing this, I really think it's a natural ability. It's certainly a natural ability in animals, and you can see it. So you can talk to anything that's alive, in my opinion.
So if a caller or a listener had a problem with an animal at their home, you could actually communicate with them over the phone? And
yeah, that's what I do.
That is totally... All right, let's do this. Exxon Nation, if you have an animal at home that you are having a bit of a problem with, why don't you give me a call at 1-877-528-8255. My special guest is Marta Williams, and we'll see if we can help you solve your problem. Once again, that's 1-877-528-8255. What do animals think of the human race, Marta?
Depends on the animal. Some animals love the human race. I find that when you talk to wildlife, you're going to start to get maybe a bit of a kind of a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of wildlife are very aware of what's being done to the environment and what's being done to their habitats, and they might not be so thrilled about humans. And certainly the ones that humans don't like spiders and bees and things, typically aren't very happy with people.
How about reptiles? Have you ever communicated with a reptile?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I said, you know, anything that's alive, I believe you can communicate with. And I do have lots of stories in my book, mm-hmm. some of which even show verification for talking with wildlife, although that's harder to get. But yes, absolutely, you can talk to reptiles.
What are some of the problems that you see in this field?
Well, I think one of the problems is that some people might not be rigorous enough. So I think it's really important to always look for verification and always test yourself and always keep yourself honest that way. So I think that can be one problem, that people can sort of get off into, you know, a lot of speculation or just not really being grounded in reality.
I just had a thought here.
Mm-hmm.
Could you communicate with a Bigfoot?
You could if they're really real.
So
you certainly could.
Well, do you think they're real?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I've certainly seen all the information, and it seems fairly convincing, but I don't mm-hmm. have a real feeling one way or the other.
So would we have to have a specific location for a Bigfoot for you to try to communicate with one?
Not really, no. You can just, you know, I've communicated with whales, and I don't have to know exactly where they are, you know. So, no, you don't have to have a longitude and latitude.
So how would we try to communicate with a Bigfoot?
Well, anybody can do it on their own.
Yeah.
And the rules are the same no matter whether you talk to a grasshopper or a Bigfoot or your dog or your neighbor's horse. It doesn't matter what you're talking to. You simply have to learn to accept whatever comes in. So you can start by just saying, making a statement like, hey, I've always been fascinated by Big Feet, and I'd love to connect with you, and I understand that at least some of you might be living in, you know, the forest in wherever, and so my intention, so you're going back to that quantum physics, my intention right now is to connect mentally, emotionally with you and to have a communication with you. So then what you do is you just send that out, you send out that thought form, and you direct it to where you think they are, okay?
Yep.
And then you ask them a question, or you can tell them, you know, another compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's so great that you've managed to survive in spite of all the incursion from human beings. And then you can say, can you tell me, are you really real? Or can you tell me, how do you survive? Or whatever question you want to ask. And then, this is the key, whatever pops into your head, you accept as coming from them. So that's the hard part, as you might well imagine.
If someone with less than proper scruples was to learn how to do this,
uh-huh.
for example, you've got a hunter. He's out in the field, or he's in the bush or in the brush, and he starts sweet-talking to a moose or a deer.
Yeah, I think
brings them closer.
I understand what you're getting at. I think the protection there is that animals really can read your mind and they can read your emotions. So remember that in the very beginning you were saying, hey, if a dog that's normally really nice to people all of a sudden starts acting weird to somebody, well, there's probably something wrong with that person. And that's happened. Many, many people can test. I mean, I ask about that in my classes, and most people have had seen a dog do that and found out that the person was either an animal abuser or a rapist or something, mm-hmm. you know, or just a bad guy. And so the same thing would apply here. If the person is really thinking about killing them, but they're, like, saying all this stuff, the animal's going to be able to sense their emotional state and sense their pictures in their mind and get beyond the words.
What are some people? What are some things people should watch out for when doing animal communication?
Watch out for your judgment and trying to be right. This is not something that your logical mind can help you with. What you need to do is just tell your mind, okay, we're going to do an experiment. Mm-hmm. For 2 weeks, we're just going to talk to animals as if they completely understand us and see how their behavior changes. And we're going to do this hearing back experiment where we say to them, hey, do you have anything you want to tell me? And then you just absolutely, totally, completely, without qualification, accept whatever pops into your head, whatever images, feelings, words, you know, gut hunches, anything like that, you accept it as being from the animal. That's the experiment, and so if you can get yourself out of the way, you should get some good results from that experiment.
Why is animal communication so popular these days?
Well, I think that everybody remembers doing it as a kid, don't you? You know, I mean, all of us really did do this when we were kids, and so there's some part of us that's like, mm-hmm. oh, this would be so much fun to do. Because we did it as kids, and we love to do the things we did as kids. And I also think that there is a consciousness change happening on this earth. We certainly know there's massive changes in what's going on the earth happening. We all decided to be born into an interesting time, didn't we? So I believe that people recognize, many, many people recognize that this reconnecting with nature and animals, the way that indigenous people traditionally have been connected with animals, nature, is really necessary for us to get back into a place of balance.
Marta Williams is our special guest, Exxon Nation. And Marta, you and I have to take another break. It's our final break of this hour. If you'd like to get more information on Marta, her website is www.martawilliams.com. That's www.martawilliams.com. Still to come on tonight's show, Dalton Walker is going to be joining me next, and he has a very strange and unusual rock. We're going to be talking to Dalton about that. Psychic Ellen from Premier Psychics is on with us in the third hour, and if you'd like to get a psychic reading from Psychic Ellen, the number is 1-877-528-8255. And Cal Korf joins us from Prague, Czechoslovakia, Prague in the Republic of Czech, in the Czech Republic. In our final hour, my producer tonight at Master Control is the one and only Gotham City guy. His name is Batman. Batman, nice working with you tonight. And it's nice being back here tonight, X-Zone Nation. Last night, I took it off. I wasn't feeling well, but here I am back again tonight. So thank you very much for all your nice emails and your good wishes. 1-877-528-8255 is toll free. My name is Rob McConnell, and this is the X-Zone. And Marta Williams and I will be back on the other side of this break as we continue live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go away.
This is Dan Hall from No More Waiting. The folks that get structured settlement holders, their money now. So right now, call us at 800-769-3498. Got an insurance settlement that's taking years to pay out, but you want your money now? No More Waiting is for you. You're in the third year of a 20-year settlement, but you want a new car or a new home now? No More Waiting is for you. Need to catch up on bills now? No More Waiting is for you. Call 800-769-3498. Want answers about about your settlement payments now, No More Waiting is for you. In fact, No More Waiting has prepared a DVD chock full of information to help you get the most money for your settlement payments. Call today. It's free and there's no obligation. Call 800-769-3498. That's right, for your free DVD. Just call 800-769-3498. For your free quote, your free DVD, and your path to financial freedom, call No More Waiting at 800-769-3498 now.
Whether it's the arrival of Planet X in 2012, the Earth's crazy weather cycles, our deadly global warming, Armageddon, UFOs, ETs, terrorism, the critical mass 2008 presidential elections, Dr. Jason Rand talks the talk and walks the walk. Being a twice-nominated Grammy record producer, recording artist, publisher, lecturer, UFO ET researcher and investigator, and best-selling author of
The Return of Planet X, Mankind's Ongoing Legacy with a Brown Dwarf Star,
Dr. Jason Rand truly does walk the walk and talk the talk. For more information on Dr. Jason Rand or to order The Return of Planet X, visit his website at www.returnofplanet-x.com or call 901-336-9660.
And where will you be in the year 2012?
Marta Williams is our guest this first hour of tonight's show. Her website is www.martawilliams.com. Marta, one of our listeners would like to know if farmers have ever communicated with their farm animals and if they've told you what farm animals have to say and if there is a special bond between farm animals and their farmer.
Interesting question. I can't really speak to that very well. I haven't worked with a lot of farmers. I certainly know some people who are very concerned about animals who also do have livestock, who work with their cows, for example, and their goats, and they do have a strong bond with them. So it's certainly possible, but I would say typically I don't think that is as common with commercial farming.
Do animal communicators work with organizations such as the American SPCA and the Canadian SPCA?
You know, I'm not sure about the ASPCA, but, for example, I'm working with a local humane society to help them get animals adopted and to help work with animals that have been traumatized. And we just worked with a dog last week that hadn't been adopted for months and months, and the group, it was about 10 people, we all talked to the dog and we explained to her what she would need to do from each of our individual perspectives. We did this, so everyone talked to her at once from their own perspective, mentally, telling her what we thought she should do and what she'd need to do to get it adopted and how great it would be. And we did that early in the afternoon and then ended the session, and the dog got adopted that afternoon.
Holy cow.
And the woman who runs the shelter who was at the class said, I watched the dog, and she was just working it was a young couple that adopted her, and she said she was working the couple for all she was worth, and she said, you can't tell me that this didn't happen because of you guys talking to her.
What is your biggest success story?
Well, biggest success story.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many. I guess I really think back on an early case where two, had checked this horse's teeth. And when I talked to the woman, I said, I think there's something wrong with his teeth. And she said, well, I've had two vets check him. And I said, well, I think you need to get a professional dentist to look at him. And she did do that, and his teeth were just in horrible, horrible shape, and the two vets had completely missed it.
Wow.
And it took a lot of courage for me to go, well, I realize these two vets said that, but, you know, just actually what I told her to do was get a massage person to come and check him out mm-hmm. and see if it looked like he had a lot of muscular problems related to teeth problems. And the woman who did come and check him said she'd never seen any horse that was so, his muscles were just rock hard from pain and being clenched. And then when she got the dentist in, and when the dentist came, he said, oh my gosh, you know, it was just a horrible mess.
Marta, I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a great pleasure, and we'd love to have you back on in the future.
Super.
Marta, take care of yourself, and keep the great work up, and I love your books. Marta Williams, www.martawilliams.com. When we come back from the news on the other side of the hour at 6.5 minutes past, Dalton Walker will be joining me. Now, he has a very strange and unusual rock. Is it a rock or is it something else? Now, Dalton Walker has in his possession this rock that is confirmed not to be a meteorite. It did not fall out of the sky. It is confirmed not from this earth. What is it? We'll find out. We'll try to find out, I should say, when we come back from the news break as the X-Zone continues live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network, X-Zone TV, and on shortwave from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away.